WTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. House Bill 31, a proposal to recategorize shooting threats as a fourth-degree felony rather than a misdemeanor, advanced out of the committee last week, as did House Bill 38, which would prohibit possession of a weapon conversion device or devices used to convert semi-automatic weapons into fully automatic ones. Both bills still need to get the okay from the House Judiciary Committee and then pass the full House before heading on to the Senate. HB 31 drew broad support from law enforcement agencies and prosecutors. The Hobbs wrestling teams made history Thursday night as the Eagles and Lady Eagles each beat Carlsbad to win district championships. For the Eagles, the district champion was the third straight, while the Lady Eagles won their second straight. The Eagles dominated the Cavemen, beating Carlsbad 48-21. Take away the 18 points Carlsbad gifted Hobbs due to forfeitures, and the Eagles still won 30-21. While the Hobbs girls won 6 of their 11 matches, 3 of the wins came via forfeit. The Hobbs girls' final win of the night came from Abigail Schnell when she pinned Carlsbad's Jacqueline Powell 45 seconds into the third round of the 165 weight class. Corporate Hospitality Services of Irving, Texas has purchased the Carlsbad Lodge, a housing facility for oil and gas workers in Carlsbad, located on a 22-acre site on the south side of Carlsbad near the intersection of Kircher and San Jose Boulevard. The 800-bed facility, known as a man camp, serves as temporary housing for workers as they complete drilling and other extraction projects near Carlsbad. The lodge is designed to accommodate workers for short-term stays, long-term projects, and multi-month stays. Aside from the rooms, the Carlsbad Lodge has a restaurant, on-site parking, a fitness center, and public lounge. Self-service laundry facilities and meeting rooms are also available. The Carlsbad Lodge is the company's 10th housing facility in the Permian area, joining others in Loving and Jal in New Mexico and 7 in Texas. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.